DJ.
You do? Woo!
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
Called the radio.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Make a difference in the life of a homeless pet. Adopt your next pet for the Humane Society of Elmore County. Plan now to attend the 9th annual Getting Down with the Dogs Drawdown, Friday, March 15th, 7 p.m. at the Wind Creek Entertainment Center. Only 312 tickets will be sold with a chance to win $10,000. Ticket purchase includes a buffet dinner for two and a chance to win door prizes. Doors open 6 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Humane Society of Elmore County, 567-3377. Make a difference in the life of a homeless pet.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Not a bad forecast for the next couple of days. The big rain holds off till later in the week. Or tonight, maybe with some spotty showers. Rain chances are small. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow, nicest day of the week. Partly sunny skies, high around 76. I think Wednesday will be around 77. Slight chance of a shower during the daytime. Better chance Wednesday night. Then a good chance of rain. Thursday night and Friday looks like a soaker. Should be out of here by the weekend. Pollen count is in the medium to high range now, but then very high for tomorrow and right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You'll really like.
Well, the Democrats are refusing to allow Fox News to host any of the 12 presidential primary debates because they're afraid that the candidates will get asked real questions. We all know that the 2020 presidential race started way too early, and in just 3 months, the Democrat primary debates are going to begin, but you won't see them on Fox News because they've been banned. And while Fox defended Jim Acosta after he got his press pass revoked from the White House for acting like a protester instead of a journalist, CNN is defending this censorship.
Every night in primetime, Democrats are dehumanized. They are attacked relentlessly by Fox News primetime hosts. It was always hard for me to imagine a Democrat primary debate taking place in those hours when figures like Nancy Pelosi and now Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are constantly demonized and attacked. So the Democrats are now making that official and saying, we'll have nothing to do with Fox in this primary season.
Of course, the Democrats don't want to allow any real moderators to be involved in the process or ask legitimate questions or push back against their nonsensical answers. Oh, and speaking of pushing back against nonsense, here's the Border Protection Commissioner responding to Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal, who insists that there's no emergency at the border.
Have you ever recommended that your superiors ask for an emergency declaration?
I've recommended that we ask for more agents, more border security barrier, and more technology.
But yes. That's been a continuing ask.
Correct.
Nothing about that ask constitutes saying we have a national emergency.
Well, I would offer that I believe it's becoming more urgent, as I offered in my opening statement, in terms of the numbers of crossings, in terms of the illicit narcotics that are coming increasingly between ports of entry.
Well, but the illicit narcotics are coming primarily still through the ports of entry.
That's where our seizures
are. The numbers
are
of border crossings are still at a historic low compared to other times in our nation's history.
No, Senator, they're not. We're on pace for over 700,000 crossings this year. That's closer to historic highs than historic lows.
Which high?
We had 1 million in 2006. That's the high water mark in the modern era of CBP. That we're much closer to that than the 300,000 number if we get to 750,000 crossings.
But that's only if we get to 700,000.
I think we have to confront what's happened in these 5 months. 4 months of 60,000, 50,000 crossing illegally. Last month, 76,000 in February. We have not had a February like that in over a decade. And that was all single adults, almost all from Mexico. So this is new, different, and potentially worsening.
76,000 illegal aliens crossed the border just last month. That's an entire football stadium filled with people. Oh, and here's one of those nice folks right here, captured on a police body camera in California after the officer came across his car parked on the side of a freeway and wanted to make sure that he was okay.
Roll it down. Roll down the window. Roll down the window.
Hey, Tom. On second thought, I better stop this video right here because YouTube will probably issue me a strike for showing graphic content because they don't want people to talk about real news. What happened a second later is the illegal alien pulled out a gun and shot at the officer. Thankfully and miraculously, the officer is okay, and her quick reaction time and good aim saved us countless tax dollars, because now instead of having to house this animal in a cage for the rest of his life or waste the time and resources deporting him, he went bye-bye and is buried 6 feet under. And of course, he's just one of 76,000 reasons in the last month that we need to build the wall.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Did I just do that? I started out the big welcome with the microphones on. Okay. It's time for me to get tested. It's happy hour.
And here they are.
Hey, Ben, you're Shirley Greg Goodell, and of course, young
Billy
Jeffer.
Please clap.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
First world problems. Still a little, day to day getting better and better from thrush. God, I hate telling people I have that. Everybody seems to know that's like a yeast thing. And like, well, how come you have a yeast infection?
You have a yeast infection. Oh, so you've been using a fancy word for it. When really it's just a yeast infection.
Well, it is called thrush.
Mm-hmm.
And it can affect anybody.
But it's predominant in women. It affects some
so
men.
So is the medication they prescribe for it.
Okay.
I've been checking just to make sure I don't sprout something I wouldn't look particularly good with at this point in my life.
So, I think you could pull it off.
So what's everybody, what's the frenzy today? What's everybody whooped up into a frenzy about today?
I haven't heard any whooping.
Or any frenzies. Nancy Pelosi says no impeachment.
Yeah, that's the new headline on Drudge with the Mars light.
Wow. No impeachment. Well, first of all, don't you have to have a crime? She must have heard about the Mueller report or something, that there's nothing in it.
Right.
There's nothing in it. If there had been something in it, that would have been leaked, you know, as the deep state has been known to do to their friends at CNN. It would have been out there. So they have no crime. It's kind of hard to impeach a president. It's easy to impeach a president when things suck overall, but things don't suck overall. Fact is, I should pull up my buddy Don Server's blog because Americans haven't had it this good in 50 years. 50 years. So 19 plus 31 would take us all the way back to 69. Who was president 50 years ago?
That'd be Dick Nixon.
That was the last time we had unemployment this low.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but never mind, you know, the history continued that he was, I'm not a crook, and, you know, all the cute little local legends that go with that. So my first world problem today, I've been drinking Pedialyte to kind of keep energy up there, replenish those lost electrolytes. Except I didn't put the cap on very carefully. I dumped like a quart of it into my bed, my work bed. So.
Well, you got a lot of wet stuff.
I got a lot of.
You got a wet sack.
Yeah, I do.
Ugh. So it's like spring cleaning day for you.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, I hate to... This thing you gave me.
The cheap heat? Yeah, headband?
My gangster headband.
Mm-hmm.
Even this is...
Soaking wet?
Needs to be washed. You want it?
No, yeah, you can wash it. Thing was like a dollar.
So that's all I got.
Okay, all right.
We could check them afternoon baseball scores.
Oh, yeah. We still in an exhibition?
Nobody signed Dallas Keuchel yet. That's a, you know, interesting thing.
He'll land somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure
he's
he
too valuable.
But we're halfway through spring training. The pitcher needs that time to get ready, to get amped up in the...
Nah, he's a pro.
So today, actually, I'm pleased to share the joyous news that I got a little note today from South Florida. No, not that note. Where is it? Oh, it probably went to old mail. There we go. I got an email. I am officially a homeowner. And she received a drawing as a housewarming gift from the realtor who put the deal together, and it's Janelle and Bella and her little possum, Penelope.
Aww.
And she said the drawing made her cry. And she says, now I feel like you. And I said, good. You need to understand that, yeah, there's horrible big things like finding out your husband's a cheating piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts like hell. I know that. But the things that are really worth giving a couple of tears to are seemingly insignificant. The fact that somebody gave you a nice little watercolor of your home as a housewarming gift. That's very cool. So she is a chip off the old blockhead. And she's got a nice new place. Now, I sent her a note last night. I said, look, you know, in advance of the closing today, I said, under no circumstances do I think that this is going to erase the heartache and everything else you've been through since this whole thing fell apart. That's really not the intent. We're not trying to cover up that you know, that pain. This is a step forward for you, and with your promotion And I said, I heard it from many of my listeners that the best revenge is a life well lived. And this is where you are. So, and again, I don't know that I could have done what she did, which is do all the preparation for a presentation for a job while her heart is in shambles. I couldn't do it, but she did. And I'm very, very proud of her for that.
And you've said it. It's like a death, not a literal death, but it's like a psychic death. Your whole plan for life is upended, and you got to rebuild.
Life is really, and it took one of my battalion of great shrinks to help me figure this out, but life is really a sequence of grieving. We tend to associate grieving only with death or the loss of a loved one, but it's not. Quick but silly example.
Okay.
But the story I like to tell. I was, this is after her mom and I were divorced, but I used to come over and we visited and we got along great. So I came by the house one day and Michelle was in the garage and she was packing up some boxes. And she took this little kid outfit. It was a one piece with pink and white stripes. They had pockets all over it. And as she's folding it and putting it in the box, I said, "What do you think you're doing?" She said, I'm giving this to the whatever the charity was.
Okay.
I said, but you can't give them that. And she looked at me and said, "Greg, this doesn't fit her anymore. It hasn't fit her in a long time." But I used to remember her running around in that little outfit. I had to accept that part of her growing up was now in the past. And it wasn't coming back. It's like when anything else dies, it ain't coming back. So I've tried to learn how to apply that in every other instance, you know, when something changes.
Mm-hmm.
It is so hot in here.
It feels just right to me. No, but I have learned that it would be nice if the choice we always had in front of us was like something great and good and heavenly here on earth and like, yeah, euphoric even, this great sublime moment, or hell or whatever. But really the choice in most of life is, are you going to make some situation that's terrible hell and make it even worse and go, why does this mean anything? And or are you going to make it a tragedy that you find meaning and catharsis in?
Yeah.
And just see the beauty even in the worst thing.
I just thought it was really cool that she used the line, I feel just like you. That touching little gift from the realtor meant that much to me, because in a way that also defined what her, you know, her situation too. So it's one of the most honest notes I've ever sent her. You know, I'm thrilled about this, and I know deep down that you would prefer this to be where you and he would be going, you know, in your first year of marriage, home ownership and all that. So we're not, this isn't like a big Band-Aid or a kiss that's going to make everything better. It's just a step forward. Keep making them. And one day you'll be able to look back at all these kinds of situations and say, what the hell was I thinking? You know?
But are we supposed to be doing this right now? Like telling these, I would say, poignant personal stories that reveal a little bit of wisdom that you've garnered and your daughter's learning and I'm learning? Or are we supposed to be talking about, you know, class warfare and Ocasio-Cortez? I kind of like the personal story with the little bit of wisdom. It's just me.
What's there to say about Ocasio-Cortez other than she's the most frightening?
I think today, or right now on Fox News, they're talking about how she said Reagan, Ronald Reagan, pitted white Americans against black and brown.
Oh,
Americans.
Yeah, I saw that over the weekend, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, all you got to do is pretend that you're looking at somebody's butt, and somebody put bug eyes on each cheek.
Okay.
and stuck a nose in the crack and then farted. That's the equivalent. Every time Ocasio-Cortez opens her mouth, she's blowing out the very methane that she wants the rest of us to give up our cars and our red meat and our jets. Yeah. And with complete impunity from the media. It's unreal how somebody could be... I mean, to say that about Ronald Reagan, because he had the audacity to point out that there were systemic abuses, the welfare queens, do you think that doesn't go on today? There aren't people playing and gaming that system for... It still goes on.
That's the perpetual problem with any welfare program, is some people use it the right way. They'll get on real quick, get off when they can now work. But there will always be a certain group of people, because it's incentivized to stay and not make too much money. So they maintain their benefits. And you know what? I don't blame those people necessarily. That's how you grow up and what you know. I'm keeping what I got. But it's the incentives that I can't stand in the structure. It's just... ugh. But apparently, that's the news today, partly.
Yeah, well, she's taken on all these icons. Do you think it's because she's that smart? She studied history and... No, she's being hand-fed this because she's the mouthpiece now. So whatever she says from whatever hate-infested a-hole that gave it to her, she's going to repeat it, and then she'll take... Because she loves it. She's running the Democratic Party right now, whether you realize it or not. The most frightening story today, over half of you...
Yeah, I saw this.
And your millennials would like to live in a socialist country. They've got no effing power in Venezuela. They're in the dark. The thieves are complaining because there's nothing left to steal. There's no water. There's no food. That is the darkness of socialism. The inevitable darkness of socialism. And always,
have you heard your name?
Always with a death toll. Watched the Smithsonian Channel had some great stuff this weekend. Too bad you couldn't come over and hang around and watch a little of it.
No, I get the updates from you here. Or else I'd watch it.
Oh.
And I had plenty to do this weekend anyhow. Spent good quality time with my grandfather. Got some yard work done. Ate some lunch with him.
I think that relationship you have with your grandfather is one of the most important in your entire life.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
I have... wonderful respect for that, because you know who you remind me of? Me.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed close to my grandparents. My sisters moved to California, so they weren't back often. But I was able to fly to Chicago frequently, and I never made a trip where I didn't at least circle by and say hello.
I thought you were referring to our good looks.
Huh?
Our natural good looks we get from our grandparents. That I'm like you. We're both good-looking men.
Oh, yeah.
And humble men.
And now you can look across the thing here and see what... sort of deterioration you can look forward to.
Life is a series of grievances.
Hey, look who's on the phone. It's Tea Party Becky. Hi.
Hey, speaking of AOC, I wanted to ask you guys if you saw the expose this weekend of who is behind her and some of the others that were elected when you said, is she really smart enough to do all this stuff?
Somebody sent me a thing, Becky, that said if I type, it wasn't real clear. But inference was in this note I received that if I typed in certain things on YouTube, I guess, and Ray, all of this would come up, who is behind this woman? So who is behind this woman?
Well, so they're called the Justice Democrats, and they actually put out a call almost like an actress's, like they're casting, like a casting call. Mm-hmm. And AOC's brother sent her name in. And that is what got the ball rolling for her to get into Congress. They interviewed a bunch of these people, and they picked the ones who they thought would be, you know, the best casted for the role. And it's very interesting. And the Young Turks are behind it as well. Mm. I forget the guy's name who started all that, but they have, I want to say they had like 70 people that they recruited, and 23 of them made it into Congress.
Wow.
And then they're looking at doing several hundred during the next round. They've raised millions and millions of dollars, and they're just puppet masters. It it's on my Facebook page, and it's about a 20-minute video with all this information in it, but the guy talks real fast, and it doesn't feel like you're sitting there for 20 minutes, but it is very eye-opening. So I just wanted to throw that in there, that she was a bartender before she started this whole congressional run, so...
Yeah, well, you know, that's pretty pathetic when you're a bartender when you've got an economics degree. You would think you might be able to land a slightly better...
Is it by Mr. Reagan? I think I found the video.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forget. It's long, he has a real name, but yeah.
We're going to take a look at that. I have another video.
It's very interesting.
Another video we're going to play from the Mark Levin TV show, in which a gay man explains why he has left the Democratic Party, and it's incredible.
Awesome. Okay, so are you going to, is it a short enough clip you're going to play it on air? Because I haven't heard it yet.
I'm probably going to have to segmentize it, but I will put it on Facebook eventually.
Okay. Good deal. Well, you guys have a good day. And let me just give you a quick update. I'm on my way home from the State House, and the big tax bill made it out of committee today in the Senate. So tomorrow, beginning, I believe, around 10 or 10:30, they will start debating that on the Senate floor.
Debate what, like?
The gas tax, whether it's going to pass or not.
They know it's going to pass. They know they're going to pass it, bastards.
I think it's going to pass. Pretty much, probably going to pass pretty easily. But they may have to stand up to a little bit of scrutiny while they're debating. We shall see. I'm sure there'll be an answer tomorrow night. I don't think it's going to take that long.
Well, hope to hear from you, if not tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay, sounds good. You guys have a great rest of the day.
You too, Becky. Thanks. All right, before I left the house, we had half an inch of rain today. And we're going to get Rich's forecast update, and he'll let us know. I think at his house, he's had a little bit more.
Half an inch?
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
Today. Jack Ingram has something really big going on this weekend, the 15th and 16th only, Friday and Saturday, a huge sale on all pre-owned inventory. Vehicles marked on the lot with additional discounts. These discounts are in addition to what you see when you're shopping for a car online. So they're just trying to clear house and doing whatever they can, discounting as deeply as they can on everything in-house. Both used cars, Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars in the Porsche, Audi, Volvo showroom, and Jack Ingram Value Cars at the new location next to Sam's Club. All makes and models, over 200 used cars on the lot will be tagged with reduced pricing, some as low as $5,000. That's this weekend only. This is the weekend to shop. It all comes down to the name, Jack Ingram. This is a name that's well-respected. People who are committed to reselling vehicles that have been vetted, and they know will deliver reliable driving miles to you, the customer. So mark it down, the 15th and 16th only, Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, this weekend, 235 Northeastern Boulevard, and don't forget the Value Car lot next to Sam's Club as well. And the hours will be 8:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. And you can start browsing now and look at prices that are going to be even further discounted this weekend at Jack Ingram SignatureUsedCars.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
As we cruise on through the 3 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has an accident for you on I-85 northbound. It's almost directly under the Boulevard Bridge, so be careful as you approach the Eastern Boulevard. It's over in the left-hand lane, not blocking traffic, but watch out as you pass through that area. The rest of I-85 looks okay. You need to slow down just a little bit. There's pooling on some areas of the road. I-65 is the same story. No traffic accidents, no delays, but watch out for the traffic. The Boulevard is the busy spot this afternoon. Watch out as you approach the intersections. It's very crowded around Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. We see a large crowd of folks around Vaughan Road and also between the Interstate and Atlanta Highway. Let's be careful. Slow down just a little bit and take it easy in the rain. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we'll
will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number
15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Not a bad forecast for the next couple of days. The big rain holds off till later in the week. Or tonight, maybe some spotty showers. Rain chances are small. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow, nicest day of the week. Partly sunny skies, high around 76. I think Wednesday will be around 77. Slight chance of a shower during the daytime. Better chance Wednesday night. Then a good chance of rain. Thursday night and Friday looks like a soaker. Should be out of here by the weekend. Pollen count is in the medium to high range now, but then very high for tomorrow and right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. With suicide among young people on the rise, Lee High School in Montgomery is partnering with the Alabama Department of Mental Health to host a panel discussion tomorrow night from 6 to 7:30 at Lee High School. Parents will learn how to recognize the warning signs that their teen may be contemplating suicide and how to get them the help they need. A shocking discovery near a Montgomery Elementary School this morning. Police are investigating after a body was found behind Carver Elementary. Police tell us the 911 call came in around 7 o'clock this morning. They found a woman with a fatal gunshot wound in the 2600 block of Fair West Street. And the Texas Roadhouse restaurants throughout the state are helping tornado victims. If you plan to eat there tonight, the restaurant chain will donate 100% of all the profits to the Lee County Disaster Relief Fund of the Community Foundation of East Alabama. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The greatest show on dirt is back. Freestyle bullfights every night at the 62nd Annual SLE Rodeo, March 14th through the 16th at the Garrett Coliseum. Entertainment nightly this year is trick rider Dusty Crane Dickerson. Kids 12 and under free on Thursday night. Buy one, get one for all military and first responder families on Friday night. And family four packs for $40 at Saturday Matinee. For event and ticket information, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2. The 62nd Annual SLE Rodeo. Can't wait.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents Romeo and Juliet, playing now through April 28th on the festival stage. Romeo is a Montague and Juliet a Capulet, star-crossed lovers whose family's long-standing feud has pitted neighbor against neighbor in a mid-20th century American town. Shakespeare's iconic story asks the question, what happens when a community fails its young people? Don't miss this exciting new production directed by ASF Artistic Director Rick Dildine. More information at asf.net.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know, I'm sick and tired of all the haters out there saying that millennials suck and that we're all stupid and entitled little b****s. Read a book, man. That's how kids have always been. I'm not going to take it anymore. It's not our fault we were born. It's our parents' fault. And that's what this song's all about. It's about how we millennials didn't start the dumpster fire of history. All the old people in this song did. Like Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Student Baker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. If you're over the age of 35, you got some explaining to do, man. Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Jean-Jean Brando, the king and I, and the catcher in the rye. Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen. Marciano, Liberace, Santana, goodbye. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, so stop blaming us. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Yeah. Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs invasion, Pope Paul, Malcolm X, British politician sex, JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say? We didn't start the fire. No! But when we are gone, will it still be burning on and on and on and on?
Yeah. It is 3:37. So I took a look at this poll that Drudge calls shock poll. I'm not shocked. We know what's been going on in our educational institution, brainwashing young, vulnerable minds. Not yours.
No, and I've been aware of this fact for a few years now. All sorts of polling, and it scares the hell out of me that these are my contemporaries.
You know, they've embraced the idea of Medicare for all. First of all, what makes you think Medicare is such a great system? Everybody I know that has to use it has to buy supplemental insurance to supplement the insurance that Medicare is supposed to provide. And it's convoluted and confusing, and if you think going to the doctor now can be a hassle or difficult, just try it once the government makes all those decisions for you. You are so stupid to think that doctors are just going to want to willingly go get a medical degree so they can accept what some government schmuck tells them is what they're worth, $8 a visit or whatever it is. That's what they went and in many cases ran up stunning amounts of student debt to get that medical degree so they could set up a practice and make all the money they can just to pay that off. They don't know. They're just, they're incapable of critical thinking. Just little helpless sponges, little green sponges. Because as David Black, oh, by the way, let's reach out to him and see if we can get him lined up for tomorrow.
Okay.
Another good blog today. And I love reading his Twitter feed. And today's is all about how the media, a national wrecking is coming.
Wrecking, yeah.
Take two, a national
rectum
on Russian collusion is coming. And clearly, to anybody that's paid even a modicum of attention, there are still many unanswered questions about what went on with the Clintons and the Russians and their fake charity and 20% of our uranium supply to Putin and all that. You know, nobody cares about that. There is no Russian collusion. There's nothing. And all these Democrats, that's why do you think Pelosi said that today? No impeachment. Well, whoop-de-doo, Nance. I mean, that's very big of you, but you've got nothing to impeach him on. Other than the best economy we've had in 50 years, I know that that's a bitch for you because you're going to fix everything. And then they pick Milwaukee. Milwaukee for the 2020 DNC. Boy, they're going to be really happy that they got chosen. That city, first of all, I've been to Milwaukee. It's a big town, but it's not a major city.
Milwaukee,
yes. The Brewers, though, you got to wonder, Joey, if they can't not just repeat but win the National League pennant this year, make it to the series this time.
Oh, yeah, I think it would really help revitalize the spirit of that city. Nothing like good old baseball to invigorate a people.
There was a year, I think it was, it might have been 2008, maybe earlier, I don't know. And I don't even know if it was the Republicans or Democrats, but they're having their convention in Houston, and they were having it at, I think, the Astrodome. And the Astros had to go on the road for a whole month.
No,
wow. For a whole month, because they had to secure the facility and do all this other crap. So the Houston Astros went out and played 28 straight days on the road.
And I don't care who you are, that's a rough schedule. Like, that's a real rough schedule. And I get in baseball, is there as much of a home field advantage, say, as in college football or basketball? Home court advantage is a big deal. You can get the crowd on your side.
Yeah, I think there is. That's a factor to some extent, but good teams win anywhere.
Right.
In fact,
man, a baseball field's a baseball field. Diamond's a diamond.
Diamond's a diamond.
I guess the only difference would be, like, sometimes the fencing, like how many home runs you might be able to hit in different parks changes.
This gift to Milwaukee, though, is also going to benefit Northern Illinois because it's only 90 miles from Chicago. So a lot of these people are going to be staying. And I'll bet the suburbs of Chicago will be thrilled. Why do you think the suburbs of Chicago were so packed with people? Because so many people got the hell out of Chicago to get away from exactly what they're bringing in.
Hey, Ronnie, can you hold on?
Covington Catholic students' lawyer plans lawsuit against CNN after suing Washington Post $250 million. I hope he wins, and then they add another $500 million in the judgment just for being jackoffs. That would be nice. There should be some kind of penalty for being a J.O., don't you think? Ronnie is on the phone.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Say.
By the way, we are... a question, because I've been under the weather lately and hadn't been really able to listen or call in, but do you know just who voted for this gas tax? Or how would you find out who voted for it?
Oh, I'm sure it's easily Google-Google-able. In fact, hang on a second. Let me... do we have a... can you pull up a thing on who voted for the gas tax today?
Yeah, I could do that.
Who are you interested in specifically, Ronnie?
Well, one is Reed Ingram. And then I want to talk about Martha Roby and the governor.
Martha who?
Martha Roby.
Is she still in public office?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just interested in who voted for it, because I want to have me a sign put on about the gas tax. I got to figure out where I want to put it.
Well, you better, but my advice to you would be to lean over gently, put your hands on your knees, and get ready, because the gas tax is coming.
Oh, yeah, I know. But that don't mean they ain't going come next election. Because you ain't heard of one of them say, you elect me and I'm going to increase your gas tax. You ain't heard nobody say nothing about a gas tax or any kind of tax at all.
Yeah, I don't recall anybody campaigning on that.
No, nobody did. And so now they get in office and they do what they want to.
What are you finding out there, young Joey?
Reed Ingram in particular did vote for it. 83 yeas, 20 nays.
Were the nays Republicans or Democrats, or does it not show
enough? It doesn't show immediately, but some... some Republicans.
So Reed Ingram voted for it.
Yes.
But a lot of people, and I hope they do realize that when this gas tax passes, your groceries are going to go up, because it takes these big trucks to haul groceries to the warehouses. Mm-hmm. And from the warehouses, they got to distribute out to their stores.
Yeah,
and new cars, if you want to buy your wife a new car for Christmas or anniversary or whatever, that's going to grow up. So these new car dealers and used car dealers, Reed Ingram, I guess you're going to go up on your cars too, because it takes trucks and people to get your new cars or new used cars to your car lot.
Now, the immediate increase would be what, 6 cents a gallon?
Yes.
But eventually 10.
Yes.
And gas prices are rising right now. As David Blackman hopefully can join us tomorrow and explain that this is a normal phenomenon as we head into spring break, which is...
And also indexed in, and we're assuming it'll go up in the index every other year, another 1 cent increase.
Yeah. And they're not going to take that away, because the whole idea of the way politicians work is to get you used to it so you feel the pain, and then the pain goes away and you forget and you go on with your life, and then they'll stick it in there again.
Yeah.
When the timing is right.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate it, and I hope y'all have a good day, and I know you've done what you could for the gas tax not being passed. I'm sure you did. And
I thank you for the call. I think we should first attempt to solve our financial issues. We're always hearing about the schools don't have enough money, and those schools don't have enough discipline. That's really the key problem there, because you got the teachers and the faculty afraid of the students, so they're running the show there. It's sort of like Congress. You got a bartender and a couple of other crackpots now bossing Nancy Pelosi around. Well, that's a metaphor for the way it is in schools. In some schools, teachers are just terrified to address the issue of discipline, because unlike the old days where the parent would come in and say, don't worry, I'm going to kick his ass when I get him home so he learns his lesson, now they show up with lawyers and I'm going to sue and you're a race, whatever it is, whatever, you know, they've always got something. It's never the kid's fault, and they turn into snowflakes.
Spoiled brat America.
They're just never held accountable for anything. If you own a large property, residential or commercial, industrial, business, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your bottom line to call John Cato at J&S Professional Lawn Service and get an estimate. He does great work. The guy is a perfectionist. And he is now expanding, in addition to residential properties and businesses, to commercial and industrial. He's got the equipment to do it. And not only am I 100% confident that you'll be pleased with the outcome, I think his pricing structure is incredibly fair. So if you haven't made that decision for 2019, call John first at 202-8760 and make it. That's J&S Professional Lawn Service, 202-8760. Please tell John you heard about him here.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be on Amazon Music.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save $5, $10, and $20 with Family Dollar Smart Coupons. This week, Colgate toothpaste or Extra Clean or Classic Clean toothbrushes are only 88 cents. Save a dollar on any two Clorox items. And Cottonelle bath tissue, 12 big rolls, just $5. Sign up for your Family Dollar Smart Coupons. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
We really want this house, but we also want a new sofa, a bigger grill, and maybe a hammock in the backyard for a little well-earned R&R.
Or Operation...
We need a new house, but we don't need a down payment.
Apply now for a VA loan with Navy Federal and get the peace of mind that comes with a top VA loan lender. And fast approval, too. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Certain terms and conditions apply.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be on Amazon Music.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be.
Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
And Neil Smith, an old buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
We've been waiting for years. We were warned winter is coming. And this April, we will be one step closer to finding out who will rule over the entire land. Joe Biden.
Were you expecting Jon Snow?
Game of votes.
The election is coming.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden and Bernie. Let's just assume in a worst-case scenario they manage to get elected. Both of them will be close to 90 if they serve two terms. Is that too old?
I don't think I'm allowed to comment on that.
Why?
Because then, oh, there goes that punk millennial again.
Well, I wouldn't. I promise I won't say that.
Yeah, it's too old.
You're a punk millennial, you know that? No faith in the older generation whatsoever. What do we do to deserve this contempt, Joey?
Don't get me started, Greg. Why don't you go watch another Smithsonian Channel documentary or something?
I received a wonderful card in the mail today.
Oh, wonderful, yes.
This is...
Is that a painting, like a Monet painting on the front of it?
It's beautiful. It's a bridge.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Dear Greg and radio family, enclosed a check for the Walker family.
Wonderful.
My heart goes out to them. I wonder why he wasn't doing the traffic. I hope he will be able to get better soon and that his daughter and family will have extra strength to go through this very difficult time. I did not have the technology to do GoFundMe, so I had to go snail mail. I want all of you to know how much I enjoy your shows, what a great group you have, and I do like all your stories.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Thank you, Edna Kay. In case there was any doubt.
I do like your stories. I'm not the one who called your stories lame ass.
Well, that was 84.
Right.
You're right. It's 3:55 for crying out loud.
Ah!
I was just behind the building, so let me be the one to give you the traffic blurb.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I know a lot of you think I go behind the building, go outside downstairs just to smoke, which is true. But while I'm down there, at least I open my eyes and see what's going on. 85 northbound, there is some kind of an issue. I can't tell if it's heavy congestion. It's moving, but it's slowed down a great deal. And I would imagine in our next update from Mr. Balaki, we'll find out what's going on 85 northbound that's slowing things up. Did you see all the giant coverage the media gave Jussie Smollett and the 16 indictments?
Oh, yeah. It was wall-to-wall coverage,
Holy
right?
Holy cow. I mean, when that story broke, when he was the victim, it was, oh. By the way, how come SNL didn't do a skit on him with Gayle King and his tears and everything else? Didn't see a whole lot of coverage on that. Even the people that send us our stuff from, you know, the realm of gossip and movies and all that. On January 30th, and I'm going to send them a note. They sent a two-page report on that hate crime attack. Without once at any point in this story, raising an eyebrow about the validity of this thing. And that was the morning I went there. Some of you were listening. And I said, I think this is a total piece of BS. We can call it bullshmullet. Bullshmullet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. I mean, to anybody with even a minimal working knowledge of Chicago, reading that, it's like, you got to be kidding. Come on, you can't do better than this to make up a story. You're an actor. You work in the world of fiction. And that's what that was. So today, though, deep in the same information source that we get every day, Monday through Friday, at the very back end in the odds and ends section, oh, here's a link to Jussie Smollett, who's been charged with 16. I'm going to send him a letter. Say, look, I understand you're in L.A. and you're smarter than all of us, and we all live in high forehead country here, and, you know, we really depend on you to know how we should think. But when you reported this on the 30th, I laughed at it. I lived in Chicago. I know what it's like there. And there ain't no freaking way in a million years that any of this ever happened. And it would be just a matter of time before it would be exposed. My only fear was that Rahm Emanuel or some other liberal genius would find a way to not charge him, but no, the grand jury. No, 16. Counts 47 years in jail for that. I'll be more than impressed if he gets a couple. I'm not counting on it. I'm not basing my future happiness on it. By the way, the Baumhauer's winning word of the day resumes tomorrow. We had a little technical issue that had to be fixed there. So tomorrow between 6 and 9, we'll announce the winning word. Tomorrow afternoon between 3 and 6, you'll have a chance to redeem it for lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And by the way, as it stands now, I understand Jessica wants to bring her dad to Baumhauer's Wednesday night so he can thank you for sparing them from eviction, from the street. That's what you did.